Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm from the American West, where the view of America is limitless, with lots of blue sky. I've lived overseas 4 times, where the view of America from 10,000 miles away is a picture of liberty, opportunity, and justice. People secure in their rights and in love with their liberty. People who have done more good for more people than any other nation on earth. And today, I'm a candidate for the office of President of the United States of America.
There's former Utah Governor John Huntsman officially launching his presidential campaign. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio, certainly presidential candidates, right front and center there. Christine Romans from CNN talks to political analyst David Gergen, James Carville, and Tony Blankley about Huntsman's campaign and the problems the Republicans may now have with two prominent candidates that are both Mormons.
Now you've got two Mormons in the race, and according to a new survey, 22% of Americans are reluctant guys to vote for a Mormon, including 20% of Republicans and a whopping 27% of Democrats. Can Huntsman or Mitt Romney hope to overcome this challenge overall and win the nomination?
Yeah, look, I think he can. You have to look at that number not in the abstract, but a certain percentage of the electorate, won't vote for an evangelical Christian or a Catholic or a Jew or anything else. The fact that 27% is in the Democratic Party might suggest that a higher percentage, for instance, of African Americans might be hostile, for the understandable reason that Mormonism until a generation ago was not friendly to African Americans. So can an effective candidate who makes presidential timber, who runs a good campaign, who's a Mormon, win on the Republican Party? Yeah, I think he could. Whether this man can make that profile, we'll see.
David?
Yeah. Let me just add this. Okay, Christine, look, I, two things. One is, it's important to remember, look, I think a Mormon can win. And it's important to remember that the year before John Kennedy won as a Catholic, 25% of the country said they would not support a Catholic. They were against the Catholic in the presidency, and yet he won the election. And the second thing is, this is a country that, after all, just elected an African-American. No other advanced country has shown that kind of embrace of someone like that. So I think that they would embrace a Mormon.
I just want to make one clear point here. There's absolutely no evidence that the Mormon Church exercises any influence over Mormon politicians. Harry Reid is a Mormon. Senator Udall is a Mormon. Senator Hatch is a Mormon. Go look at their voting record. The entire thing. Mormons have served this country with distinction for a long time, and would I vote for Harry Reid if I lived in Nevada? Doggone right, I would have sent him a check. Wouldn't matter to me.
That's right.
And wouldn't matter to me if somebody else did. I mean, I just think this is, in my mind, it should be a non-starter in anybody's mind. It's actually wrecking
of
Mormon public service serving with distinction.
The other thing is that Mormon business people, we know this, have created a lot of jobs, including his father, whom I've known for 40 years, who is a terrific guy. They come from a very good family, but they're very, very good at creating jobs.
So that's a good point, because jobs is what's so important here. And Tony, I wanted to ask you about this abortion pledge making the rounds, because there are some who are suggesting that all of this talk again about some of these what used to be called wedge issues is taking a little bit of the focus away from the fact that we have a jobs problem, and there still maybe isn't a clear and easy solution out of the jobs problem. And so are things like this abortion pledge that's going around, that Mitt Romney, by the way, refused to sign, is that taking the eye off the ball a little bit, or are these legitimate concerns for voters?
Look, I don't think a Republican is going to get the nomination if they're not right to life. But on the other hand, I agree with Romney. I'm not particularly a supporter of him, but I agree that he took the right position, saying I'm not going to sign pledges that waive my right to make appointments as President of the United States. You don't know whether an attorney general or senior justice official you're going to hire for some reason other than the abortion issue. And this pledge goes well beyond what the traditional right to life position expects. It talks about defunding, possibly, it's ambiguous, defunding every hospital in the country. I think Romney is right not to focus on this. I think he shows some integrity and some guts. So I think he took the right position. I do not think he'll be hurt by it.
Coming up, more on the launching of the Huntsman presidential campaign here on the Countdown.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta Puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there on your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
This is Talk Radio in Review. We are going through the big items, Talk Radio, Talk Television, and The Focus. From MSNBC now, Chris Jansen talks to Jim Vanderhei from Politico.com, Republican strategist Boris Epstein, and Utah Democratic Party Chairman Wayne Holland about John Huntsman's lackluster entry into the race.
This is the first time for a vast swath of America they're ever going to have heard John Huntsman speak, to present himself essentially as a potential president. How'd he do?
Not very well at all. I mean, he didn't say anything wrong. But the problem is most Americans don't know who he is. He doesn't have any energy behind him. And when you go out and give a speech like that, you have to say something that is going to strike the attention of the American people. He gave a very standard garden variety speech. And I don't think that he has the energy behind him to mount a serious campaign.
You know, Mark,
60% of folks know who he is. 60% of the electorate don't know who he is. Of the primary electorate.
Right. Yeah.
Of the primary electorate. I mean, that is a
sick here. I think that's a great point from a Democrat and a Republican point of view. I was hoping for more fire and brimstone to come out. Maybe kind of a Bob Rumsfeld from American President. My name is John Huntsman. I'm running for president. I would have liked to hear that right away off the bat, and then energetically go in and lay your vision out for America.
Great movie, by the way. Jim Vanderhei, one of my thoughts when I heard he was doing it there is I thought, wow, do you really want to have yourself compared to Ronald Reagan?
No.
Right. I mean, I think we have a heck of a time trying to appraise a speech when we've only seen about 6 minutes of it. There's no doubt that it was sort of a standard variety introduction to the American people, and this speech will get some coverage. The question is, can he grab people? Can he get people fired up? Can he show that he's different than Mitt Romney, better than Mitt Romney, that he's more electric and more dynamic than Tim Pawlenty, and that he's conservative enough to make the Pawlenty wing? Can he make those people satisfied? And that's the trick. You're not going to do it with one speech. You're going to do it now over the next, you know, couple of weeks. We'll get a good introduction to him, to his ideas, to his policies.
I mean, there has to be a spark. To have an energetic speech to get out there and make yourself heard right away, because right now there is a vacuum, and Johnson's been saying that over and over again. There's a vacuum. The market, the political market, wants me in. While there's a vacuum, go fill that vacuum. And the way to do that now is to make the GOP electorate excited about the candidate. And he needs to do that. Didn't really happen there in the beginning, in the first 10, 30 seconds. Maybe it'll happen in the next couple of weeks.
Wayne Holland, let me ask you, as somebody again who watched him from your post as the head of the Democrats in Utah, is what we're seeing the candidate we're likely to get?
Well, yeah, the opening part of the speech was a classic John Huntsman speech. He is a natural diplomat. Obviously, that's one of the reasons President Obama selected him for the China post. He is not somebody that is going to get detailed into policy at this point. So, again, our concern has just been we want to keep an eye on this reinvention tour. So,
talk host Robert Rees says there are plenty of reasons to dislike John Huntsman, beside the fact that he worked for the Obama administration.
Wayne Holland, the chairman of the Utah Democratic Party, because remember, John Huntsman Jr., he was the governor of Utah at one point. So the Wayne Holland, the chairman of the Utah Democratic Party, basically says that John Huntsman Jr. is flip-flopping. That's basically, he's calling him a flip-flopper, that he's backpedaling on some issues he supported when he was governor. And this is what he has to say specifically.
We understand that there's politics to be played in both parties, but we're a little disappointed that he's taken this approach and kind of disowning the record.
Ooh. In other words, his record speaks one thing, but he seems to be disowned. Look, I mentioned quite a few weeks ago now, when the rumors first started that John Huntsman Jr. may get into the race, I brought it up right here and said, watch out. This guy, look, we're trying to get away from people like this. I was really hoping that the last presidential election with the likes of John McCain and Rudy Giuliani was the last of that breed of Republican. That I think we have a new breed of Republican, conservative Republicans, real true conservative Republicans, fiscally conservative as well as socially conservative. And now, Huntsman's spokesman, Tim Miller, released in a statement saying that Governor Huntsman led Utah as an economic conservative, cutting taxes, balancing budgets, and passing free market health care reforms without mandates. Ooh, a little dig into Mitt Romney there.
You do it.
This is the record he will run on. That's basically the spokesperson for John Huntsman Jr. But look, when you got even the Democrats calling him out and going, wow, he's backpedaling on his issues here. Not so sure about this. In fact, a lot of people, basically the way people describe John Huntsman Jr. is as a moderate. Look, I'm tired of moderates in the Republican Party. We need conservatives in the Republican Party, not moderates. He's considered a moderate because he's got lax views on immigration, same-sex civil unions, and, of course, he did serve under the Obama administration as a U.S. ambassador for China. That one I don't have a problem with. I mean, he's serving as an ambassador.
Yes, to China. That, to me, is one of the most important things.
Yeah, that to me is not a negative. But it was under the Obama administration. So what? Obama happens to be the president.
Yeah.
Well, you can't work for the federal government.
I prefer to think of it as he worked under the Hugh Gentile administration.
So there you go. Yeah.
Don't think of it as Obama.
But Obama's the one that asked him to be the ambassador.
Well, if Obama likes him, then I can't like him.
Exactly. Yeah, seeing that, to me, is absurd.
Coming up, we shift our focus to some of the other Republican candidates and how they're doing here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
It's
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the 4th week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy 3 to get the 4th one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy 3 and get 1 free, call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Every day and on the weekend, we have a review of the hot hits, the top 10 of the week overviewed, and this is the presidential sweepstakes focus from Fox. Jenna Lee here with Tim Pawlenty about some viewer emails asking him about the budget, Afghanistan, and what he thinks of his competition.
Richard, one of our viewers, was writing in on our chat here on foxnews.com/happeningnow, and he mentioned another governor. He said Governor Perry. He wanted your thoughts on Governor Perry, but a whole bunch of our viewers have written in and wanted to know about how you felt about former Governor John Huntsman jumping in the race today. Who do you see as your biggest competition?
Well, both Governor Perry and Governor Huntsman are friends of mine. I've served with them as governors. I consider them both political and personal friends. I welcome Governor Huntsman to the race. I think he's announcing today. He's already done so. So it'll be great. He'll be a great new voice to the debate. I look forward to debating him down the road. I don't know if Governor Perry's going to get in the race or not. It's unclear whether he is. If he does, he'll bring something different to the table, as we all do. I bring, I think, the best record of conservative record in the race on taxes and spending and conservative judicial appointments and the like. But in terms of the current field right now, Mitt Romney is the clear front runner, or at least presumed front runner. But for those of us who aren't as well known, I think there's a great opportunity to catch him and win the nomination and the election.
Tom had another great question writing into us. He said, if you were elected in your first 200 days in office, what is the one bill you would want to see passed?
Well, I want to see a bill passed to get this economy moving and get the jobs growing. So my economic plan to cut business taxes, cut individual taxes, get the economy moving through better energy and health care policies. Those are the kinds of changes we need to get the private economy going under my administration instead of the government economy under President Obama's administration. He doesn't have an economic plan. All he has, Jenna, is a campaign plan, and it's not working. We gave him his chance. Now it's time for a new direction and a new president.
Well, there's been plenty of criticism of the president, but also criticism of the Republican Party for not having enough new ideas when it comes to the economy. And one of the things that's been pointed out is this recycling, if you will, of cutting taxes and cutting taxes and cutting taxes, and that being the magic bullet for the economy. What else do you present for the economy and how to fix the economy besides simply lowering taxes?
Well, when you talk not to the bureaucrats or to this president who's been in government or, has been in nonprofit sector his whole life, when you talk to people who actually start businesses, grow businesses, and provide jobs, what they tell you is make it easier, not harder. Get the government off my back. So it's not just taxes. They also talk about streamlining and making easier the regulatory and permitting process. They talk about energy policies that would create more American supply as a way to hold down and stabilize prices and energy. They talk about making sure that we have a health care system That's not the abysmal Obamacare that's going to make it more expensive, not less expensive. They want real reform in health care that will really contain costs. Obamacare doesn't do that. So clearly it's not just about taxes. It's about those other things. And lastly, getting government spending under control. One of the things that's scaring the markets, scaring the investors, is government here's unwillingness to tackle this deficit. And the longer that drags on, the less confidence people have in the future. And that's not a good thing either.
Besides the economy, also another topic that so many are talking about is Afghanistan. And Fred wrote in with this question. He said, what happened to Afghanistan, Jenna? So obviously he wants me to talk about this. You know, we're expecting an announcement from the president about how many troops potentially he would withdraw from Afghanistan over the next several months. If you were president, what's your game plan? And how many troops would you take out of Afghanistan at this time?
Well, let's remember why we're in Afghanistan, which is we had individuals and groups there that planned and hatched the attack on our country of September 11, 2001. They killed nearly 3,000 of our fellow citizens. So the invasion of Afghanistan was justified. I supported President Obama's decision to surge the troops. I wish he wouldn't have simultaneously announced a withdrawal deadline at the same time. I think that sends mixed signals. I think it is appropriate to revisit the policy now, but it should be based on conditions on the ground, not some arbitrary political timetable, you know, leading up to the elections.
So you would not make an announcement now when it comes to an actual number. Would you choose to make that announcement?
I think it's appropriate for the president to make an announcement, but I think the number should be focused on conditions on the ground. And if it's a relatively small number and it points to a direction of a drawdown down the road based on conditions on the ground and focuses mostly on support personnel, that may be appropriate. But if it's a big number based on political or arbitrary deadlines rather than what the mission really is in Afghanistan, then I would be very concerned about that.
Up next on the countdown, Texas Governor Perry and the conversation about whether he will or ought to run for president.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-263-1149. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-263-1149. 888-263-1149. That's 888-263-1149.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? Seven brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. Seven has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com. Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Stephanie here, and welcome back in the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. Talk host Brad Kranz and Britt Whitmire with ABC's Jim Ryan about a poll from Texas that only 9% of Texans favor Perry as a presidential candidate.
Now, I'm looking at the Dallas Morning News, and the headline is, poll says Texans like Rick Perry as governor, but not as president. They don't even want him to run from Texas. What's up with that? Only 9% of Texas Republicans favor Rick Perry for 9%.
Well, consider though that there are a lot of other better established Republicans out there, better thought of by Texans. Even Sarah Palin, Mitt Romney, some of those. Rudy Giuliani, who was so wildly popular around Texas just after 9/11, as he was all across the country, I think. So even here in this state, Perry may have some ground to catch. Of course, here's the thing. I mean, he's been known as sort of the state independent guy, the 10th Amendment guy who stands up to Washington in favor of the state's rights. Well, now how does he take that into Washington and say, I'm here as a state's rights guy? It could be a kind of a challenge for him.
Well, we'll take it a little bit further. I mean, he's used the word secession a few times. What is his explanation when people ask him directly, why did you use the word secession? Does he have an answer?
Not really. I mean, I think he likes to use that figuratively. He likes to play on Texans' sense of independence, and certainly that's a reality here, and having lived here for a while, I can tell you that's true. And there is this genuine sentiment among some Texans that there should be a secession movement. Occasionally you'll see bumper stickers out there. So there is maybe a fringe element out there that Perry wants to court in some way without courting it too heavily.
What about this?
But how do you translate that into Washington and say, okay, let's let the states go ahead and break off if they want?
What about this deal with the Trans-Texas Corridor? People still kind of talk about that around there?
They do. I mean, that was kind of, I think, regarded generally even among Republicans who supported Rick Perry at the boondoggle, a land grab out there in parts of Texas where this was to be built. He also has the HPV controversy to deal with. He ordered that the drug for ovarian cancer be made available to teenagers across the state. That created a huge stir among conservatives as well because It's effective only to people who are sexually active in preventing ovarian cancer. So the suggestion that teenagers should be taking it came back in, certainly flew back in his face.
And also, Brad had a story where Governor Perry felt that a Texas law that would have banned texting while driving went too far. The government was just trying to be too overreaching in that. Wasn't that the story, Brad?
That was part of it. He wanted, I think, Jim, to allow cities in Texas to decide whether you could text while driving or not versus, you know, driving through the whole state.
Right, yeah, and that did pass through the legislation. He refused to sign it, though, and then came out with the statement that you're talking about, Britt, there, saying that it's too much government intrusion on people as they're driving around. But, again, that it was proposed by a conservative member of the legislature who felt that it was a good idea. He had heard from his constituents who had personal histories of crashes, fatal crashes in some cases, of people who were texting and either slammed into somebody or were slammed into.
Talk host Jan Michelson here with Newt Gingrich about why he believes he still has viability. There was an article in the Register yesterday talking about your organization, and a lot of your Iowa-based organization is no longer in existence. And one of the Republican commentators said, well, we don't see how Newt Gingrich can be viable as a presidential candidate. Help us understand why you are viable.
Well, I think I'm about where John McCain was at this point in 2007 when Rudy Giuliani was the front runner on the Republican side and Hillary Clinton was the front runner on the Democratic side. I took about 3 or 4 weeks of the media attacking me, and that had an effect on our fundraising and slowed things down considerably. But I'm determined to continue a campaign of solutions. I'll give a speech tomorrow at the London Press Club outlining the case for auditing the Federal Reserve and for reforming the Federal Reserve and for repealing the Dodd-Frank bill, which is going to kill small local banks and community banks and cripple small business and further depress housing prices. My strategy is pretty straightforward. I want to combine a campaign of content of real solutions that are very large. I just produced a new book, A Nation Like No Other, that outlines the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and says, you know, if we went back to the Founding Fathers and we changed Washington so that it resembled the country that they wanted it to be, we would solve an amazing number of our problems, but these are going to be very big, very wrenching changes. I want to combine that solution orientation with a commitment to seeing people face-to-face. And we have 12 days scheduled in Iowa in July. In fact, be at Indianola with the Tea Party bus this Saturday. I'll be back at Clear Lake in the parade on the 4th of July. And I'm looking forward to seeing folks all over the state. My wife, Calista, is going to be back at Luther College in Decorah playing in the alumni band. She plays the French horn. And she'll be back playing in the alumni band at the end of July. And so we're going to be crisscrossing the state. We're going to be seeing people. And we're going to be competing. And I think because of the weight of the news media attacks, it may take 3 or 4 months for me to fully recover.
Up next, we shift the attention to Libya, both what's happening there as well as the battle that is brewing in Washington. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose.
But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Sarah Johnson, military wife and mother.
My husband is the one serving, but I'm in charge of everything else. Don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of him and what he's doing in Afghanistan, but it's tough, emotionally and financially. Thank God for the VFW Military Assistance Program. They stepped in, made some house payments, and allowed my husband to concentrate on keeping our country safe. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
It's Talk Radio and Talk Television time. The review includes today Keith Olbermann returning to the television airwaves. He talked to his first guest, filmmaker Michael Moore, about the debate regarding the president's decision to get involved in and stay in Libya.
Libya, setting aside the rightness or wrongness of us getting involved in this in any way for a moment, do you have any idea why the president is doing it this way rather than through Congress?
Because it's the easy way to do it. I mean, it's why go through all that hassle? When you can just order planes to engage and start bombing and whatever. I mean, he's not that much different from most of the presidents in the modern era where they believe that they've had this right as the commander-in-chief. Obviously, have not read the Constitution, which is a little strange in his case because he's a constitutional lawyer, that Congress is the only one that really can make war. And the fact that... You know, it's the sort of thing where, and I think the disappointment with a lot of people who voted for Obama on this particular issue is that we really wanted him to show the right way to do things. If you really believed in it, go to Congress and make the case. I think there's a lot of people that I respect. I don't necessarily agree with them, but I respect them that could make the case that he made. Why not just go and do that? He probably... would have Congress's support. That's the other.
I was just going to say, who would be standing in his way at this point? On the, I mean, just let alone on the ethics of the thing, and you presume Kucinich is operating from that point of view as he usually does.
Right.
But just on the politics of the thing, who's going to stand in his way from a Democratic side of this?
Right.
After what happened with getting Bin Laden, he bought himself kind of a blank check in what is loosely described as international affairs. Where would the opposition come from?
It wouldn't. That's what's so odd about this. Other than just to make the case that the executive branch has more power than these other two branches, and we've been used recently to the Supreme Court essentially taking that same position, that the so-called court that doesn't really believe that the judicial part of the government should make law,
right. That's
all they've done is make law, and they somehow have tipped the balance where essentially they have made corporations whole. As persons, as citizens, and have said that money is now speech, and they can buy candidates. And the third wheel in this is Congress. Like, where are they? They don't stand up to the Supreme Court on that issue. They don't stand up to the president on this issue. It's not healthy for the country.
On Fox, Britt Hume and Brett Baier talk about Senator McCain and Senator Kerry trying to help President Obama out with a planned resolution to authorize the actions in Libya.
The White House was slow to realize it, but Senators McCain and Kerry are trying to do President Obama a favor. Their planned resolution to authorize his actions in Libya would get the president out of the political corner into which he has inexplicably painted himself. Since Congress passed the War Powers Act in 1973 to curb congressionally unauthorized military action, a succession of presidents has refused to accept the law's constitutionality. No court has ruled on the question, so what presidents have done is to inform Congress or seek its authorization, saying they were acting consistent with the War Powers Act, but not under it. This bit of semantic finesse has generally kept both sides satisfied, if not happy. This president, has done something quite different. He does not dispute the law's constitutionality. Instead, he asserts that it simply does not apply to Libya. This leads to such absurdities as the claim that an operation that has involved bombing runs and supportive bombing runs does not amount to hostilities. Almost no one in Congress is buying that, which has left the president open to criticism from both supporters and opponents of his Libya adventure. It is from this worst of all worlds predicament that the Kerry-McCain resolution seeks to rescue him. He could have avoided it all had he simply followed his predecessor's example from the start. It is a mystery why he didn't, unless Mr. Obama simply enjoys learning things the hard way. Brett?
Considering all the pushback we've seen, what do you think the chances are for passage of this resolution?
Well, first I'd say that I think that the measure in the House to cut off the funds will fail. What the leadership will put in its place, I don't know, but I think that will fail. In the Senate, I would say the chances are pretty good for a Kerry-McCain resolution to pass. The leadership is behind it. It would have been easier had all of this been done earlier, but I think in the end they'll be able to pull those chestnuts out of the fire.
Radio host Tom Rose with Mike Flynn from BigGovernment.com about the president being in violation of the War Powers Act.
What is going on with the Libya operation and efforts now that I guess they're formally in violation of the War Powers Act?
Yeah, absolutely in violation of the War Powers Act. I mean, that happened over the weekend. And again, I mean, the people who are violating the War Powers Act are people like President Obama and his Democrat allies who believe totally in how important the War Powers Act is supposed to be, except when it applies to them. And the House threatened to cut off funding for the Libyan operation. All the president would have to do is just go to Congress and explain what exactly it is we're doing. I don't think anybody has a clear idea of what our role is and what the mission even is.
Starting with him.
Yeah,
correct?
No, I think that's absolutely right, or NATO or anybody. I mean, I think it's, you know, if you think about, you know, all the claims we used to get against George Bush in Iraq, remember, he did go and get a vote in Congress to authorize action in Iraq. He did get a vote to authorize action in Afghanistan. This is one of the few times in modern history I can think of that has gone this long, and the president not only hasn't he gone to get a vote, he hasn't even gone to Congress to explain what we're doing.
I mean, for all the criticisms that Republican presidents ever since the first War Powers Act was adopted, I guess in 73 or 74, as a result of the Vietnam War, Nixon, Ford, Reagan, both Bushes, all presidents hate the War Powers Act, but this is the first guy who's actually said to Congress, screw you, I'm not even going to pretend to abide by it.
Yeah, and where is the anti-war movement? Where is the anti-war left that, you know, was hit the streets throughout, you know, 08 and 07 and 06? They've just disappeared, and it just shows you how hypocritical they are. It really isn't about war or anti-war. It's simply about leftist politics.
Victor Hansen had a terrific piece. Exactly. You have to be a lot more specific when you say Victor Hansen has a terrific piece. You got to cite it chapter and verse. The best thing that President Obama has ever taught America is that there never was an anti-war movement. There was only an anti-Bush movement.
That's right. I think that's absolutely right. And we see that now. If there were an anti-war movement, you would have college campuses and, you know, the urban centers. You'd see the protests, but they're not there.
In a talk radio interview, the Washington Post's Eugene Robinson talks about how ridiculous it is the president says that our involvement in Libya doesn't violate the War Powers Act because our military are not engaged in the hostilities.
It's actually ridiculous. I mean, this is an administration that's usually kind of earnest, and they try to, you know, do the right thing or at least recognize reality. But here, you know, they're not hostilities in Libya. Well, you know, blasting targets with drone aircraft, that's hostile, and providing support so that Allied bombers can try to take out Gaddafi. I mean, that's hostile. These are acts of war, and it's just kind of ridiculous to say that they aren't. Kind of troubling, but also just weird for this president.
Coming up next, changing gears to talk about the Supreme Court and Walmart and the suit by 1.5 million of Walmart workers that the Supreme Court has thrown out.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about the world of talk radio here on the Countdown, focusing on the Supreme Court's rejection of a class action discrimination lawsuit against Walmart. Talk host Dave Visor with CBS's Heather Bosch about the Supreme Court decision to throw the case out.
The Supreme Court limited the Walmart sex bias case, throwing it out as a class action lawsuit. Let's bring in CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch to talk a little bit more about this. Heather, this was in a case from 10 years ago, right?
Right. It's taken quite a while for it to work its way through its courts, but it's significant. It's important. The High Court basically had said women failed to show Walmart had a nationwide policy of discrimination when it comes to promoting and paying them. Now, Walmart is still open to individual suits from women. The half dozen or so who originally sued say they're going to pursue their own cases. They just won't have the leverage or the resources of a big old class action suit or the hope of a multi-billion-dollar settlement, Dave.
With that in mind, I assume this decision would make it harder than for these large-scale bias suits against major companies in this country.
That's what big companies are hoping. They paid a lot of attention to this case. This would have been the biggest civil rights action suit against a private employer in U.S. history. So, yes, the conventional wisdom is that it's going to be a tougher standard to meet.
Has Walmart ever admitted to doing this in this process?
We've heard mostly complaints from women who say, look, we had to commit to writing, to work overnights in order to get promoted. The guys didn't have to. One woman said, why are the guys getting, with less seniority, getting higher pay? And she was told, hey, retail is for housewives to make extra money, not to support a family. So there was lots of anecdotal stuff. But the justices said, look, there's no proof that this is a nationwide instituted type Walmart policy. And that's been Walmart's stance all along.
Here's radio man Mitch Hank talking about the lawsuit against Walmart and what, if anything, is going to happen next.
Women were not getting promoted, store after store after store. Men were getting most of the promotions. Could have affected 1.5 million women, and the Supreme Court has ruled that it was not a company-wide conspiracy to hold women down. That they gave that decision to the individual store managers. So because they gave the autonomy and the control to the individual store managers, mostly men, then there was no company-wide policy. 5-4 the decision. You know, Walmart, born of Arkansas, and Sam Walton, the late Sam Walton, you could just see where they might have an attitude there. Honey, you best just go in the front and smile when they come in. You just go into the front and smile. And so one of the litigants was a greeter, and you had a couple of different women from different parts of the country involved in this. It said it would have opened the floodgates to massive lawsuits, discrimination filings around the country, affecting millions of women in the workforce. And I don't mean to make light of it, but they don't get promoted as men do. If we look at apples to apples, we take 100 employees, we take 1.5 million employees, who gets the promotions? Within the Walmart culture, you're seeing a disproportionate number of men getting promoted over women. The court essentially rules that there's no company-wide conspiracy because they left the decision up to the men in charge. It kind of reminds me of a lawsuit filed by Jane Berry a few years ago at Maple Bluff Country Club, saying she could women were discriminated against there, and because Maple Bluff was a village that really owned the land there, they had to, and the lease would, with the country club would force them to live by the laws of the state, which forbids discrimination. I mean, there were parts of the day where women weren't allowed on the course, yada, yada, yada. And Jane's argument, she could never become head of the board because the board was controlled by men. All this kind of stuff, you know, we see with the Masters. Again, that's a private club, but the Masters won't let women as members. And remember, Martha Burke protested. This is a retail giant, and there's no question that they have their own culture there. I mean, if you look at the numbers are what they are. But the justices held 5-4 that you cannot prove that this was a company-wide policy because they gave the individual managers the decision on promotions. You know, I'd like to hear from women out there. I remember, and men, on this, did the court rule correctly? And, you know, should stores like Walmart be able to do whatever they want and have the government leave them alone? And, you know, should women maybe, you know, go somewhere else to work? And, you know, that's one interpretation here. Otherwise, you could say, look, discrimination is discrimination. And women are being discriminated against. They're not getting promoted as much as men at Walmart, not put into management positions. If you look at the numbers, it's not even close. And, you know, where do we draw the line? I mean, it's an interesting social dilemma, and it's a major ruling which can really affect future litigation down the road against large employers.
You can find out more about all three of these items and the other things we've been talking about this week, too. Check it out every day, the Talk Radio Countdown Show box, on the homepage at DougStephan.com.